Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, September 12th, 2014. And with me today again, because I just can't get enough, Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm well. A little sleep deprived, but very well. Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Awesome. And I can't imagine why any of us would be sleep deprived today. Speaking of sleep deprivation, also Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
You let Dave go first yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're normally
straight,
really good.
He did.
You're supposed to, like, you know, switch us up.
Oh, well, hold on. And with me today is Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
Also sleep deprived.
Awesome. And Dave Hamilton, glad you're both here. How was that? Do you feel better now?
I don't feel any better.
I feel special, yeah.
Feel a lot worse. I'm leaving.
let me give you a hug.
No more singing to you. That's it.
Okay, now I feel bad too.
All right, everybody was a winner.
Yeah.
We're equal losers.
Yes.
We all don't get trophies.
Oh, well, but we all don't get the same trophy. So there's that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So early this morning, Apple tried to start pre-order sales for the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. And I say tried because that was a somewhat frustrating and time-consuming process. Does that sound right?
It was a waste of a lot of time.
But what we did have a lot of fun. Plus, I got to increase my hipster cred by repurposing some old HTML I had lying around.
Yeah, with the strike-through tag, no less.
Exactly.
For those of you that don't know, Brian, of course, Apple earlier this week had the issues with the streaming and the keynote. And Brian wrote up an article while that was happening saying there was issues with the streaming and Twitter went ballistic. And the same kind of thing happened. So last night with the pre-orders and Twitter went ballistic. And so, Brian, you very wittily took the same article text and struck through the parts about the streaming and replaced them with the parts about the stuff. It's much better when you just read it than when I explain it. But yeah. I had to give some context. So there
a new screenshot of Twitter, freaking out to replace the old screenshot of Twitter. Just changed out a couple of words. Boom! Instant story.
Yep. And I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes so everyone can see it. It really is just a brilliant story.
But the funny thing is, of course, that people were pouring in from Google because everyone was trying to figure out why they couldn't order their iPhone 6 pre-order. So
it was one of the most popular articles of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within an hour, it was one of the most popular articles of the week. So
yeah. Funny stuff.
Yeah. So I was up. We were all up, but I was up ordering a phone, and it was a process fraught with disaster. At shortly after 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific daylight time, I was able to get through to AT&T's site, but I knew I wanted to order from Apple. Why? It seemed like a good idea. So it took another 2.5 hours for an order on my iPad to go through the Apple Store. Still wasn't quite up. Maybe it was 2 hours, because at about the 2.5 hour mark, in fact, the Apple Store did come up online. But yeah, it was. And in fact, when I got through, I finally did order one from AT&T that I'm desperately now trying to cancel, and I will, because it doesn't ship until October 13th. The one I got through from Apple is supposed to ship 7 to 10 days, was what it said, and that appears to be when it will ship. So probably won't have it on the 19th.
But probably not. But, you know, I think that considering all the rumors about how Apple was having to delay that thing entirely.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I think it's an impressive thing that Apple has been able to get it even that close.
Yeah, I've heard from, I ordered a 6 Plus, and that's where the initial surge of contention came in. But I don't know of anyone that still believes they're getting their 6 Plus on the 19th. There were many that ordered last night through the morass of quitting and relaunching the app on their iPhones and all of that good stuff. But this morning I'm hearing from a lot of them saying, yeah, no, it's not. It's actually not coming on the 19th. I'm on the 7 to 10 day window, expected arrival October 1st-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm hearing too. Now, I ordered the 6, not the 6 Plus.
Okay, yeah.
And mine will arrive on the 19th. And I even went ahead and did in-store delivery. So I just need to drive a few blocks as opposed to a few miles to go pick up my iPhone.
Nice.
Yeah, and it took me about an hour of fighting with the iPhone app and then eventually the iPad app to get mine to process. But it did. Eventually my confirmation email showed up and I was like, all right, good to go. And you can still get the 6 today. It's showing as delivering on the 19th. So it's just the 6 Plus that's delayed.
Yep. And it's worth pointing out, because this is not the first time that this has happened, that orders through the Apple Store app on iOS, either iPad or iPhone, were the place where we were able to get orders through first. When we did this last year for the 5S, now granted it was only a 5-minute delta as opposed to a many-hour delta, but the same thing kind of happened where orders with the Apple Store app happened long before we were able to get them out on the web. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, and it was this simply an issue of how did that happen? We don't know, of course, but I'm inviting speculation.
Yeah, the thing is, in the Apple Store app is, at some level, it's got to be a web view to something, right? It's pulling the data. Maybe it's not a web view. Maybe it's pulling JSON data or something. But it was clear that there were many of us had false starts in the Apple Store app. It would come up as the store's not up yet, and then it came up that it was up, but you couldn't get a delivery date. You couldn't get halfway through the order process, things would pull. And it obviously, whatever was causing them to not bring the web store live was significantly impacting the entire store backend's ability to process for anything. And that obviously includes the app on iOS.
Yeah.
Somebody flipped the switch there earlier than they probably should have, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Probably,
yeah. And,
but
to be fair, Apple never said 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. The carriers said that, and the carriers mostly delivered upon.
Oh, okay, but iPad app orders, Apple Store app orders started going through at about 12:20, and Apple has a tradition of very closely controlling what the carriers even say, let alone do.
Correct.
So correct. I think that the 12:01 expectation, that 12:01 Pacific expectation that the world had, or at least the U.S. had, is probably legitimate, reasonable.
It's reasonable.
It's reasonable, totally, at the very least.
Sure.
It's totally reasonable. I just wanted to point out that it was never, in fact, said directly by Apple.
Right.
And perhaps that's based on their own experience in the past. Listen, my AT&T order, I could have gotten an order through within the first 10 minutes. I did not. I chose to wait about an hour, and then I finally did the AT&T one and stuck around and prepped Mac Geek Gab, and then was able to get through on my phone and finished an order there with Apple. But actually, I didn't finish. It was weird. I got this thing saying, we can't contact the carrier, so your place in line is held. We'll email you tomorrow when you can finish your order. And sure enough, they did, and then I finished my order.
Which is interesting, but also cool that they did that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. Dave, you also went to a lot of trouble to figure out exactly how you should pay for this.
I did. I have a family plan with my wife and kids, and actually now I have my dad and his wife on the plan as well. But earlier this year, we're with AT&T, and we had been on a traditional contract plan. earlier this year, AT&T changed their pricing, presumably to keep customers like us and anybody else from switching to T-Mobile or potentially any other carrier. And so we were able to take advantage of one of those things before we added my dad and his wife. You know, we had four of us on the plan. And so we switched to this 10 gigabytes a month with, you know, for the family plan. And our bill went to like $150 a month. That was down from about $225 a month for 6 gigabytes of data with the family plan. Now, even though we still had three phones under contract on that plan, we were only paying the $15 a month per phone. That's just the way AT&T made it work. If you moved to this 10 gigabyte plan was the minimum plan, and I think still is the minimum plan where that works. So it was a huge savings. And at the time, I was really concerned. I'm like, well, does it force me into doing this next plan? I've heard bad things about the next plan. What happens when I order my next phone? The reality is it doesn't force me into anything. I can choose to do a contract if I want, or I can choose to do a next plan. And for us, again, because we're at this 10 gig level and getting our phones for $15, the next plan made way more sense. Because the next plan, and it has changed slightly from, I think slightly in several times since it was announced, because the original descriptions of the next plan that people were moaning and groaning about are not quite what the next plan is today. The next plan is simply a 0% financing deal. It's either a deal for 20 months or 24 months. And this gets confused because AT&T calls them 12 and 18 month next plans because But there is something significant about those marks, if depending on which one you choose, 12 or 18. At that point, you can choose to turn in your phone to get a new phone. Now you have you don't get to keep your phone, but you get to trade up without incurring any additional cost. But with that, the next plan costs me for the 128 gig iPhone 6 Plus space gray, it's going to cost me $949 over the course of the 20 months that I chose to finance it. And my plan is to keep it and not trade it at 12 months. But I've got, you know, we've got all these open slots on our contract because of my family, as we hand down phones. If I had done a contract, a two-year contract, I would have paid $500 for the phone, $499 for the phone. I would have paid a $40 activation fee. And then my monthly fee for that line would have gone from $15 a month to $40 a month. So that's $25 a month times 24 months, which is $600. So $600 plus $499 is $1099 plus $40 is like $1139, right? So I'm going from $949 to $1139. If I go from next to contract, and at the end of both, I own the phone. So because of the type of plan I'm on with AT&T, next made a huge difference for us. Almost $200. So that I went with next, no question. And then it doesn't cost me anything up front, 0% financing.
That makes sense. And I'm wondering how many times people are going to have to replay and listen to that to make sense of it.
I know. It's crazy. I have researched this over the last 3 weeks. I had Lisa, my wife, called up AT&T and started to get the data. And I had her do it because she didn't go in with any prejudice against the next plan like I had, because I had heard all these terrible things from people, and even us. I think we reported some stuff when they first came out with them. They weren't all that great. The deal sort of locked you in. And when she came back and said, oh, this sounds like a great thing, I'm like, oh, no, there's no way. And so I asked 6 questions, and she's like, okay. She went back, and she called him and talked to him. 6 more questions, you know. And that happened 2 or 3 times, and I was like, huh, that's it. And yesterday I had to call for another question with AT&T, and I just confirmed. And the guy's like, yeah, no, you want to do it this way. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You know, you do the math.
Awesome.
But you have to do the math for yourself. My math only works if you're in exactly the same situation that I'm in. And many, many people are. You're on that 10 gig a month, you know, plan and all that stuff. But it, you know, otherwise not so good. But you have to, you got to call them and do the math yourself, which is what you're going to have to do, Brian, on your solo plan.
I know. And I didn't even realize that I had the option of worrying about this. So I've been not spending all this time ahead of time working it out.
Right.
Sucks to be me.
Yeah, but you might find when you call them that they've got a cheaper deal for you on a monthly contract basis, right, plus the opportunity to upgrade. Who knows?
Yeah, right. We'll find out.
The phone call. Yeah, exactly. It's totally worth the phone call.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So if you haven't already pre-ordered your new iPhone, call your carrier, see what kind of deals are in place, and AT&T's next plan, in some cases, turns out to be a much better deal than the regular contract plans.
Yep. Yeah.
So yep. That's great.
I will point out one thing that they never mentioned on the phone, but I noticed in the fine print. You can only have, on any one family plan, you can have a maximum of 4 financed phones. That's what they call it, financed phones. That does not mean phones under contract. That means next phones, because the next phones they look at as a financed opportunity. The contract phones, it's the same thing. It's just...
it's a contractual obligation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So because we added my dad and his wife, we actually have 2 financed phones because they chose to do next plans. And then we added just added mine, so now that's a third one. So we only have 1 next slot left on our plan for whatever that's worth. And it's just something to bear in mind if you're heading down that path.
Good times.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good times. Yep. Good times. Definitely the thrill is gone out of this whole iPhone thing. Clearly, right?
Clearly. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Just all go get Samsung phones next time around.
Yeah.
Right. And then you don't even have to wait in line. How great is that?
Yeah. It's a perk.
Clearly
it's
better.
A perk. Yes. Hey, we're out of time. So thanks again for both of you guys joining me today. And Brian, thanks for the wonderfully clever and very timely writing so early in the morning.
You know, between the three of us, I think we got a full night's sleep.
Oh, totally. More so. I think we got extra.
Like nine. Yeah. Nine hours sleep,
so who are we to complain?
We might even have dipped into double digits.
Huh.
That's just crazy. So by combining our sleep, I've had the best night's sleep I've had in a really long time. So thanks.
And you're welcome, Jeff.
Dave, thanks for doing all that math because now the whole family plan with the next and all that is starting to look much more appealing to me.
Oh yeah, no, it's the right move. I think it's the right move. It's certainly the right move if you have 4 phones or more on a family plan. Less than that, and you gotta really look much more closely. It's that 10 gigs a month of data where things just magically get way cheaper with AT&T. So that's where it starts to make sense.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again to both of you guys, and everyone have a wonderful weekend, and head over to the iTunes store and rate the show for us, because it's always great to get listener feedback on how we're doing. So have a great weekend, everyone.